scrittore, the definition of Holomas. Sarei sotto pure of Holomas. All riches, all friends, all reputation, all beauty, all knowledge, and all renunciation. Complete. Because I have got me, whether one has got, that is not million, trillion, billion, it is unlimited. Asama Udha, that is the version. God must be Asama Anudha. Asama. Nobody is greater than God. Nobody is equal to God. That is God. If you find somebody equal to you, then you are not God. You may be demigod, but see, God means supreme. Ishara Parama Krishna. That supreme God is Krishna. Parama. Supreme. Nobody is equal to Krishna. Nobody is greater than Krishna. Therefore Krishna is God. There are so many gods nowadays. Actually, the Mayavadi philosophers, they say everyone is Narayana. But what is the proof? We find out from the shastras that Narayana has got four hands. So where is your four hands? You are claiming to become Narayana. So where are your four hands? Just manifest your four hands at least so that we can understand you are Narayana. No, without four hands. And Narayana is Lakshmi Narayana. He is the husband of Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune. So where is your goddess of fortune? You are begging from door to door. Where is your goddess of fortune? You have become Narayana. This kind of God and Narayana is going on, bluffing. But we are not bluff in that. We follow the Shastric injunction. What is Narayana? We cannot accept Narayana as Daridra, Daridra Narayana. What is this? Narayana is the husband of the goddess of fortune. Lakshmi sahasra sata samrama sirbhumanam govindam adipurisam tamaham bhajaro. How Narayana can become daridra? So these are manufactured words. You cannot find all these words in the shastra. They are manufactured. Concoction. So, we are not concerned with this concoction. Jasasa Vidhimutsya, we must follow the Shastras, the Mahajana. Mahajana Jena Gatasya Pantha. We are not perfect. Therefore, we have to follow the footprints of the perfect. And that is given in the Shastra, whom you have to follow. Sambhu Narada Sambhu Kapila Kumara Mano Prahlada Janaka Bhishma Bali Vaidya Sati Bhayam. The 12 Mahajan. You follow Lord Brahma. Just like we belong to the Brahma Sampradaya, Mathacharya Sampradaya, Gaudiya, Matha Gaudiya Sampradaya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, spiritual master, was Isharpuri. Isharpuri's spiritual master was Madhavendra Puri, and Madhavendra Puri belonged to the Madhyacharya Sampradaya. Therefore, we present ourselves belonging to the Madhva Gauriya Sampradaya. Similarly, from Brahma there is one Sampradaya. Similarly, there is another Sampradaya from Lord Shiva, Rudra Sampradaya. There is another Sampradaya, Kumar Sampradaya. Kumar, Kapila Manu. There is Nimbarka Sampradaya. Similarly, there is another Sampradaya from Lakshmi, Sri Sampradaya, Ramanuja Sampradaya. So we have to understand the philosophy through the Sampradaya. Sampradaya Vihinaji Mantrasi Vipalamata. If you don't accept, in ordinary life also, in political field, to develop, one has to accept a party, this party or that Congress party or Janasangha party or this party. So the aim is the same. Aim is the same to serve the country, to develop your country, but it's still there at first. Similarly, the aim is the same, to understand what is your relationship with God. But the development is made by different paths. So, the path is there must be bona fide. As Krishna says, his path. Imam Vivasati Yogam Pratamana Hamabhayam Vivasan Manavi Prahu Manuki Kaka Vibravi Imam Parampara Pratam Imam Rajar Sayogidu. Krishna says that first of all I describe, I instructed this yoga system, bhakti yoga system, Bhagavad Gita, to Vivasan. The sun god, and the sun god, whose name is Vivasan, the particular name is also given. It is not made that at the present moment the predominating deity in the sun planet is called Vivasan. He spoke the Bhagavad Gita philosophy to his son, Vimushan Manavetra, Manu. Manu is the original person of the human society. Manushya, man. So, Manu spoke to his son, Ikkhaku, Maharaj Ikkhaku. He is the first person of the Surya Vamsa. There are two Kshatriya families. One Chandravamsa coming from the moon and the other from the sun, Vivasan. So, Maharaja Thakur is the original personality in the Surya Vamsa Kshatriya in which Lord Ramchandra appeared. So, in this way, there is parampara system. If we want to understand the real fact, then we must receive from the parampara system. Just like we have got our genealogical table. I understand my great-great-grandfather by the parampara system. Not that I manufacture some names. No. Therefore, Krishna said that Imam Parampara Prat, the Bhagavad Gita knowledge must be received by the Parampara system, as it was spoken by Krishna, and as it has been received by the later Acharyas. Although there are different parties, just like the Sri Sampradaya, Brahma Sampradaya, Rudra Sampada. They are all in agreement that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. All is Atma. They will not say anything. That because I belong to Brahma Sampada, I speak something else. No. We are all in agreement that Krishna is the Bhagavan Sam. That is accepted. So, Krishna said to Arjuna, Sakalena Yoganasya Paranta. In course of time, that parampara system has been lost or broken. Therefore, Krishna said, I am speaking the old truth unto you, so that you begin the parampara system again. So, we have to accept Bhagavad Gita by the parampara system. Even the old system is broken. Still, it is existing because Krishna is speaking to Arjuna. And we have to understand Bhagavad Gita as Arjuna understood. Then you are in the parampara. And if you understand Bhagavad Gita as some so-called scholar understands, then you are not understanding Bhagavad Gita. You are understanding something nonsense, wasting your time. This is the fact. If you try to understand Bhagavad Gita as Arjuna understood, that is not exact. So Arjuna's understanding is there in the Bhagavad Gita. So if we follow the footprints of Arjuna, then you are rightly understanding Bhagavad Gita. But if you are following the footprints of some rascal, then you are not understanding Bhagavad Gita. You are understanding something else. This is the secret. We have got so many commentaries on Bhagavad Gita. As one thinks, as if Krishna left Bhagavad Gita to be commented by some rascals to understand. What? He said Bhagavad Gita clearly. Why it is to be interpreted by some rascals? Did Krishna mean that I leave Bhagavad Gita ambiguous and some learned scholar will come, he will explain? What is the nonsense? Everything is clear. Bhagavad Gita, in the beginning, it is said that Dharma Kshetri, Kuru Kshetri, Samovita, Jujutsava, Mamaka, Pandava, Saiva, Kima, Pudva, Tasani. Now why? It should be interpreted. A Dharma Kshetra means this, Kuru Kshetra means this, Pandava means this. What? It is clear. Kuru Kshetra is still existing, everyone knows. And there is Dharma Kshetra, everyone knows. It is not known now from the Vedic age. Kuru Kshetra, Dharma Mahasare. Still people go there for performing ritualistic ceremonies. So, Kuru Kshetra is still there and it is Dharma Kshetra from time immemorial. Why it should be interpreted that Kuru Kshetra means this and Dharma Kshetra means this? What? Where is the distance? But because one has got some whims, he wants to fulfill his whim on the authority of Bhagavad Gita. He interprets in a different way. Therefore, we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, without nonsensical interpretation. Therefore, it is being effective. Before me, many Swamis went to the Western countries to preach this Bhagavad Gita. Not a single person become a devotee of Krishna. Not a single person. There is not in the history. And now, Bhagavad Gita is being presented as it is, thousands of becoming devotees of Krishna. This is the secret. People give me credit that Sahiji has done wonderful. Nobody could do it. So I am not a wonderful man. Neither I do know anything magic. I have presented Bhagavad Gita as it is. Just this is the secret. Anyone can do that. To present the thing as it is, don't adulterate it. Then it will be accepted. Just like Paramananda, he is. He is very nice food. But if you adulterate it with some grains of fat, it is poison. It is false. So that was being done. Bhagavad Gita is the science of God, the spiritual science, but it was being adulterated by so many grains of sand. So people could not understand. We do not present Bhagavad Gita with some adulteration. Krishna said, Bhaktosi, Priyosi, Arjuna. Krishna is instructing Arjuna to begin the parampara system because the parampara system was supposed to be broken. People misunderstood. Somewhere or other it was broken, as it is going on now also. The Krishna said that I shall speak to you this same old philosophy of Bhagavad Gita. Again, why unto me? Why Krishna selected Arjuna? There are many others, learned scholars. Now Krishna says, Bhaktosi, Priyosi. Krishna was a military man. Arjuna was a military man. He was not a Vedanti. He was a Grihastha, not even a Sannyasi. Why Krishna selected to instruct Arjuna as the disciple of the renovated parampara? That is also spoken by Krishna. Bhaktosi, Priyosi, Rahasam Etad Uttamam. Because you are my dear friend, because you are my devotee, you can understand the mysteries of Bhagavad Gita. So, Krishna did not select a so-called Vedantist to understand Bhagavad Gita. Because Arjuna was not a Vedantist. He was a military man. He is not supposed to become a great philosopher. There is Grihastha. But the real qualification is to become a devotee of Krishna. Then one can understand what is Bhagavad. Not by so-called knowledge. No. Knowledge is not perfect unless one understands Krishna. That is not knowledge. It is still illusion. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mang prabhadat. Mang prabhadat. Surrender sentiment. Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudhudlam. When one understands Krishna, Vasudeva, as everything, as the origin of everything, janmadasya jataha, then his knowledge is perfect. And so long he is hovering here and there, without any understanding of Krishna, his knowledge is not perfect. That perfection of knowledge is attained, as it is described by Krishna, Bohunam Janmanamant. Bhagavad Gita is to be understood by the parampara system. Sri Bhagavan Uvasa, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Bhagavan, Sarisajya Purna. He has no defects, because he is in full knowledge. Oisajyasa samagrasa bijyasa jasasa sriya jnana. He has got full knowledge. Vedaham sarvam. He says, I know past, present, future, everything. This past, present and future knowledge, how Krishna knew, that was also proved. When Krishna said that I spoke this philosophy to Vivasan. Vivasan means to the sun god in the beginning. Before Manu. That means about 40,000 millions of years. According to Manu Samhita. Then Arjuna inquired, my dear Krishna, we are contemporaries. We are born some years ago. How is that he instructed the sun god, Vivasan, this philosopher? This inquiry was made by Arjuna. What? How Krishna knows the past so long, long years ago? So Krishna replied that yes, at that time you are also present, but you have forgotten. I have not forgotten. That is the difference between ordinary human being and God. That is the difference. God does not forget past, present, future. God knows future. God knows past and present, what to speak of. In the second chapter you will find also Krishna says that it is not that you, me, and all these kings and soldiers were not existing in the past, and we are existing at present, and it's not that we shall not exist in the future. These are the things. So if you try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, then we get some benefit. Not some benefit, the ultimate benefit. What is the purpose of Bhagavad Gita? Krishna has come. Krishna is instructing Arjuna. Aiming at Arjuna, he is instructing the whole world. What is the position of the living entities? What is our constitutional position? We are all living entities, and Krishna is God. What is Krishna's position? What is our position? What is this material nature? What is the time factor? What is our activity? These things are very nicely explained. Prakriti, Purush, Jiva, and time, and karma. These five things are very nicely described. So prakriti is also eternal. Prakriti means the energy of the Supreme. That is described in the seventh chapter. That bhumi rapana la vayu khangamana buddhiri vacha dinname prakriti astada. These material energies, earth, water, fire, air, sky, and subtle energy, intelligence, mind, intelligence, and ego. Bhinname prakriti astadha. And another prakriti, aparayam, these are inferior energy. Aparayam, itasu vidhine prakriti para. There is another superior energy. What is that superior energy? jiva bhuta mahabaho jaidam dhajati jagat. The living entity that is superior energy. So, Krishna is the energetic. And these two pratiti are working. Therefore, they are also eternal. Krishna is eternal, Sanatana. These pratitis are also eternal. And one pratiti, we living entities, we superior energy. Why superior? Jayaram dhargati jagat. Because we living entities, we are trying to lord it over the material nature. Material nature is being used by us. Therefore, the material nature is inferior and we are superior. We are superior energy, prakriti. We are not the purusha. The Mahama philosopher, they want to make the prakriti as purusha. No. Krishna is purusha. We are all prakritis. As I told you, that we have to understand Krishna as Arjuna understood. Arjuna understood. That is described in the 10th chapter. Parabrahma, Parabrahma Paramadhama, Pavitram Paramam Bhava, Purusham. You are the only Purusham. Enjoyer. Purusham means enjoyer. And Prakriti means enjoyer. Purusham means the predominator. And Prakriti means the predominated. So, we are predominated. We are not predominator. If the predominated wants to become predominator, that is false. That is illusion. That is going on. Everyone, all we living entities, we are trying to become predominator instead of being predominated. That is the struggle for existence. And as soon as we agree to become predominated, there is peace in it. That is called mukti. The description of mukti is given in the Bhagavad Srimad Bhagavatam. Mukti, hitva annatha rupam sarupena avasthiti. That is mukti. Mukti means if you give up the artificial endeavor to become predominator and become situated in your original position, being predominator, that is called mukti. We can very easily understand. Artificially, suppose a woman is trying to become man artificially. How long it will go on? How she can be happy? That is not possible. Actually, in Western countries at least, we see that the woman class, they want equal rights with man. And there is no distinction. But it is my experience, the woman class, they are not happy in the Western country. And still, in our country, although we are so fallen, still our woman class remains satisfied being predominated thereat. That is my practical experience. So I do not wish to discuss this point very much, but according to our Manusanghita, it is said that women should not be free. Na satantatam arhati. Satantata is not allowed to the woman class. Actually, we have seen, and by experience, those who are under the domination of the father, when they are not married, they are happy. Those who are under the domination of the husband, after being, they are happy. And those who are under the domination of elderly children, they are happy. So this statement of Manu Samhita, just like children should not be given freedom. Similarly, women should not be given freedom. They should be given all protection. That is our Vedic culture. Similarly, Prakriti, just this is an example. Here, either man or woman, everyone is Prakriti. The real Purusha is Krishna. There is a nice example. When Rupa Goswami was there in Vrindavan, in his bhajan, Mirabai went to see him. And Rupa Goswami's message was that he does not see any woman. They are very strict. At least this story is like. So Mira challenged that I came to Vrindavan, I know that only Krishna is Purush here and everyone is woman. So how does it mean that Rupa Goswami is declined to see another woman? So Rupa Goswami agreed, yes, I am mistaken. Yes, Krishna is the only Purusha. So, Purusha means the angel. And Prakriti means the instrument of enjoyment. Prakriti, image. Just as here we see, one man is a very big, rich man. But he is enjoyed by utilizing his energy. Similarly, the whole cosmic situation, whole creation, is the supreme enjoyer is God. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram Jagatavasam Sarvaloko Maheshwaram Sridam Sarvabhutana Gyata Mam Shanti Nichya. If we want really peace, then we should understand these three things. The Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the enjoyer. We have to serve Him for His enjoyment. That is called devotional service, transcendental loving service. Just like the master is there, and for his enjoyment, there are so many servants that are engaged in his service. That is our position. Mami Vamsa Jiva Bhuta. We take in so many ways. Our position is to serve Krishna, and by His pleasure, we shall be pleased. There are so many instances. Yatha tarod mula nishetanena tippanti tattanna bhujopasakha pranopaharats jathendriyana tatha sarvahanam ochutaidya. Just like if you pour water in the root of the tree, the, all the branches, twigs, flowers, leaves, everything becomes nourished automatically. Similarly, if you put foodstuff on the stomach, then all the indriyas, all the different limbs and parts of the body automatically become nourished. Similarly, Krishna is the origin of everything, root. Aham adihi devana. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate. Therefore, if we try to understand Krishna, if we try to serve Krishna, then our life will be successful. Otherwise, no, that's not possible. So this Krishna consciousness movement, we are preaching all over the world, that Krishna is the origin. The Vedanta says, the absolute truth is that from whom everything is emanated, Janmata Sajata. It is accepted by everyone. Krishna is the mool Purusha, the original person. Brahma says in his Brahma Sanghita, Brahma is supposed to be the original person within this universe. He accepts Krishna, Sarva Karana Karanam, Ishara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radi Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. So this Krishna philosophy means to understand Krishna as he is, without any interpretation. And if we actually understand Krishna, then our life is successful. What is the mission of our life? The mission of life is to get out of the cycle of birth and death and old age and disease. That means to cease accepting material body one after another. That is going on. We are wandering throughout the whole universe in different planets and different species of life. We are spirit souls. We don't require to accept this material body. But we are accepting it. Come on, Ram. Devasmi yathadehi kaumaram jovanam jara tathat dehantaram prapti. In this way you are wandering throughout the whole universe. But if we want to stop it, if we want to become again originally situated in our constitutional position, then we must understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. We must try to understand Krishna as he is. Then our life will be successful. Tapta deham punarjanma naiti mami iti kaunte. Go back to home, go back to God. This is very simple philosophy. And everything is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. If we are fortunate enough, we should study Bhagavad Gita as it is, and then we become successful in the mission of our life. Thank you very much. Hare
Krishna. You and all people are part of God.
Yes.
It is you and Krishna. It's a divinity within us.
We are part and parcel of this.
This is a material nature and material. This is not the God body. This is not the God body. When you go to bed, you feel that there is some divine spark in us, which could certainly be under existence.
Yes.
You have put us that this body is a God body, but it is a part and parcel of God.
Part and parcel of God in this way, it is the energy of God.
Purusha inside.
That is Paramatma.
Shankaracharya says,
we differ from Shankaracharya. We follow Krishna. We do not follow Shankaracharya. So if you think Shankaracharya is better than Krishna, that is your opinion. We follow Krishna. But Shankaracharya is not original person. Krishna is original person. That is accepted by Vyasadeva and all, Narada, Devola. So, our proposition is, follow Krishna. Nitya, Nityanam, Sitana, Sitanana. The original person. Adi Purusham. Govindam. Adi Purusham. Shankaracharya is, say, 1,500 years. But Krishna is the original person. Before the creation. The creation was made. Shankaracharya also admits in his commentary on the Bhagavad Gita, Narayana Para of Bhaktyat. And he accepts Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. Salaman Sayang Krishna. So, you cannot supersede Krishna by accepting Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya admits, Samagavan Sayang Krishna. So Shankaracharya admits Krishna is the authority. But Krishna says that this material body is prasiti. How you can say it is purusha? Krishna says, the bhumi rapanala vayu hinname prasiti astadha. This eight kinds of prasiti. They are my separated energy. How you can say it is purusha?
Chitram and the also
that is the standard of perfect knowledge. To surrender to Krishna.
Yes, but he is so easy that she is given.
Gopite sudurakaro bhajate mam anannabha. Anannabha. Without deviating to any other thing. If one is simply sitting towards it Krishna, that is called anannabha. Not that I am worshipping Krishna sometimes, sometimes worshipping this, sometimes that. No, not like that. Anannabha. One concentrated. Such a person, even if he is found sudurata due to his past habits, just like these European boys and American boys, they are taken to Krishna consciousness very seriously. But sometimes we find that they are not so clean according to this shastra. So that is supported. Even though they are not sometimes following the routine work of cleanliness or something else. Still, because he is sticking to the principle of worshipping Krishna, he does not do anything else, then he is sad. He is sad. Only for that quality. They are not going to any other demigods or God, no God. They are sticking to the simple Mamekam Saranam. This is required. This faith that as Chaitanya Chaitamitaka says, Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma krita ha. This is the faith, beginning of faith. If one is strongly believing that if I worship Krishna, then everything will be done. Nice. That is called Anannabha. And if we want to worship Krishna for some purpose and another some purpose, that is not Anannabha. His sudurachar will not be accepted. But if he sticks to Krishna only, then his sudurachar will be excused. I'm not Muslim.
I'm like Indian.
Then you believe like Indian. Question of belief. It is a path. But people say it is belief. Path is path. You believe or not believe, path is path. Believe. And Son of God. He says, I am God. Therefore, there is no difference. If Jesus Christ is Son of God and Krishna says God, then where is the difference? If you are Sankan, I am Son of God, gentleman. And if you say, I am the gentleman, then where is the difference? Where is the difference? If I say, I am Mr. Satan, sir, Satan says, and if my son says, I am the son of Mr. Satan says, then where is the difference? There is no difference. Christ says, I am son of God, and Krishna says, I am God. So Christ becomes his son, so where is the difference? And Krishna says, Sarojyoni Shukantya, Sambhavanti, as many forms as that, living entities. Tasa Mahajani Brahma, aham bija pradut, and the seed giving father. Krishna is the father of all living entities. Why not of class? What do you say? Is that all right? Thank you. I shall request you all, respectable gentlemen present here, that there is very good prospect of preaching this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. That is my experience after working for the last 4 or 5 years. So, our countrymen also, those who are leaders, those who are thoughtful, philosophers, scientists, they should try to understand this Krishna philosophy. That is my request. It is very clear to understand the science of God. Why you should neglect and by mislead ourselves by understanding some misleading interpretation. That is my mission. I want to establish throughout the world Krishna to Bhagavan. Here is Bhagavan. Why you are searching after Bhagavan? Here is Bhagavan. I give the name and address of Bhagavan. His father has never everything. Why you are being misled? Very big scope for searching out where is Bhagavan. Here is Bhagavan. See Bhagavan Uvas. That's what the Bhagavad Gita says. It does not say Krishna Uvas. See Bhagavan Uvas. And this name is Bhagavad Gita, spoken by the Supreme Personality of God, Bhagavad Gita. Shankaracharya says, Bhagavad Gita, kinchida dhita. Shankaracharya. Kinchida dhita. If somebody wants to understand Bhagavan, he must read Bhagavad Gita, kinchida dhita. He never challenges Krishna. So we have to understand the whole thing, whole philosophy, whole science of God through Bhagavad Gita. Then our life is perfect. Why Shankaracharya says, Bhagavad Gita kinchida dhita? Why? Can you say? Little of Bhagavad Gita. Yes. Yes, simply by understanding Bhagavad Gita, I understand what is the science of God. It is so full of knowledge. It is so full of knowledge. Yes.
Simply recitation of Gita.
Not a parrot-like reading. No, we don't see that. He is still. Parrot-like reading also will help you.
Knowledge will be achieved.
Yes.